Hello everyone, my name is Ismail Blackburn, and we are here for another Empire episode. Now, we haven't been doing an episode for the past few weeks, mostly because my school started, but from now on, we will be doing episodes on either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So, the third episode of the Roman Empire is Julius Caesar. Now, in the Ottoman Empire, the third episode was the greatest conquest of the Ottoman Empire. And it wasn't just like some specific person, but Julius Caesar is definitely one of the greatest emperors or governors of the Roman Empire. So, Julius Caesar the name Julius Caesar wasn't his actual full name. Julius Caesar was actually his middle and last name. His first name was Gaius. So Gaius Julius Caesar. He was, we're not sure exactly when he was born. It was maybe July 12th or 13th and what year. But we do know he was born in Rome, and he died on March 15th, 44 BCE, in Rome, again. So, he was a co-general and statesman, and he was a conqueror of Gaul from 58 to 50 BCE. He was victor in the Civil War of 49 to 45 BCE, and a dictator from 46 to 44 BCE. He was someone who launched a series of political and social reforms when he was assassinated by a group of nobles in the Senate House on the Ides of March. And if you go to Rome, you can actually go to the exact spot where Julius Caesar was assassinated. Now, Caesar changed the course of the history of the Greco-Roman world decisively and irrevocably. The Greco-Roman society has been extinct for so long that most of the names of its great men mean little to the average educated modern person. But Caesar's name, like Alexander the Great, is still on people's lips throughout the Christian and Islamic world. Even people who know nothing of Caesar as a historic personality are familiar with his family name as a title signifying a ruler who is in some sense uniquely supreme or paramount. So, the meaning of Caesar in German Caesar in the Slavonic languages, and Quasar in the languages of the Islamic word. And those are all basically the names of Caesar. So, Caesar's clan name, Julius Iulius, is also familiar in the Christian world, for in Caesar's lifetime, the Roman month Quintilius, in which he was born, was renamed July in his honor. This name has survived, as has Caesar's reform of the calendar. The old Roman calendar was inaccurate and manipulated for political purposes. Caesar's calendar, the Julian calendar, is still partially in force in the Eastern Orthodox Christian countries and the Greek Gregorian calendar. Now used in the West is the Julian, slightly corrected by Pope Gregory the 13th. So, Caesar's gens or generations, the Julii, were patricians. They were members of Rome's original Antrusciti, which had coalesced in the 4th century BCE with a number of leading commoners, or leading commoner families to form in the nobility that has been governing class in Rome since then. So, Julius Caesar, he was definitely one of the greatest people in Roman history. Because he didn't just conquer, but he also even made the calendar. You know, Julius Caesar was the conqueror of Gaul, victor in the Civil War, a dictator. He was even so great that he had to be assassinated. And Caesar, he renamed the month Quintilis to July, and he made the calendar. Next time in our Empires episode, we will do the fall of the Roman Empire. I'll see you next time.